Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Hope all your parades went well. The weather seemed to be decent enough as well. And across the Atlantic, of course, one of our representatives, there were many representatives around the world, but one of them was Micheál Martin, our Taoiseach, and he had the task, I suppose you could call it, of going into the White House and meeting up with Donald Trump again this year and bringing him the bowl of shamrock and all that business. So, you know, all the reviews, looking at all the newspapers from around the world, basically, it gets mentioned, and it seems to have gone pretty well, which is good news and all. And we've got in touch with Micheál there, and he's on the line, so I don't know exactly where he is. Micheál, hello there. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. Good morning.
Where are you now at the moment? What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually still in the White House.
Late, isn't it?
It's about nearly 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I get the impression that he doesn't actually go to bed, but anyway, we've completed a lot of work going forward. Completed a number of bilaterals to finish the trip.
The bilaterals,
Yeah.
Well, the reviews are in, and I think most people are saying, "Well done, Micheál. You dodged a bullet, so to speak."
that's very gracious of people. There was nothing to be afraid of going forward. I think it was important that Ireland is seen as an independent voice in the world, with no military capacity, obviously, going forward, but a neutral country. But we do have the so-called soft power.
I think that's
essential that we maintain that soft power.
Okay, we have Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald on the line. Go ahead there, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Ian. Agus, Majin, Wahoo. What we saw yesterday in the White House was a complete and utter capitulation by our Taoiseach.
There was no capitulation.
You bent over and allowed Trump to ride roughshod over you, Taoiseach.
Nobody was riding anybody, Deputy
MacDonald.
Did we ever think
we would see the day when we would see our Taoiseach praise a British Prime Minister to the rooftop?
No, that had to be done
forward. What next, Micheál?
In the context.
Should we expect to see you turn up in EastEnders having a swift half with Phil in the Queen Vic?
I don't know anything about Phil. No, on the contrary, Deputy MacDonald, if I can just reply to that, Ian.
Yes, of course.
Unlike many world leaders, I stood up to Donald Trump in a number of areas, immigration and so on. I decided to poke the bear, and there was nothing to be afraid of going forward. We don't have to humiliate ourselves as world leaders in front of this man. Dignity is important.
It is
going forward.
Micheál, I've been looking for you everywhere. Where have you been?
Donald, I just nipped out to the Jacks.
Why are you hiding in the cloakroom?
Is this the cloakroom?
Who are you talking to? Your president? He's a radical left lunatic. He's lucky to have me.
No, it's Ian Dempsey back in Ireland. It's a radio program.
He's fake news. Low ratings, Dempsey. I told you before. It's time to push the button, Micheál.
No, don't push the button. Please, not again.
I told you, we're going to push the button. It's only a matter of time. Let's initiate the sequence.
Don't do it again.
Here we go, Micheál.
Okay, it's very funny, it's great.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. He wants me to dance.
Dance!
Okay.
Hands in the air!
I'm doing it.
Trust those hips!
I'm doing it. I said, young man. Jesus, Ian, get me out of here.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today I found.